some of the tips that seniors could follow are they could keep their thermostat at a constant setting of at least 65, and you should really consistently check your thermostat to make sure that it's maintaining that constant temperature. And I know heating costs are a concern, but certainly your safety is way more important than that. So really keeping that constant temperature is extremely important. Also, making sure that there's adequate insulation. So seniors and their loved ones could check to make sure that the senior's furnace is cleaned properly or their fireplace. Of course, changing furnace filters should be done on a regular basis, even monthly if possible. You can minimize drafts in either windows or door jams by many things that you can do, such as filling socks with sand and putting them in the door jams or in the window sills. Seniors should also take special precaution to dress properly during the winter, dressing in layers of loose-fitting clothing. And if you go outside, obviously make sure you have hat, gloves, boots, shoes with non-skid soles. Very, very important. And of course, falling is a huge risk during this time as well. So very important that we try to minimize falls and so forth.
Needless to say, some seniors have, you know, a lot of attention or live near a family or get checked on often. Certainly others don't. If somebody does, you know, care for a senior or whatever, are there symptoms that, you know, someone could look for to suggest that the person might not be staying warm or even as active as they might be in this time of year?
Absolutely. Hypothermia symptoms include, of course, shivering, exhaustion, confusion, fumbling hands, memory loss, slurred speech, and even drowsiness. And if any of these symptoms occur, you should seek immediate medical attention as soon as possible.